It's just a match made in heaven.
It's Chris and the Crew's Monday morning match game on 94.5 PST.
Now, I legit slept through my alarm for like 20 minutes this morning.
Ooh, that's
bad
news.
It went off and off and off and off and off. Nah, I give myself enough time, but still, I was like, whew, Monday.
Does it wake your husband up when it's going off like that?
No.
He was snoring away.
No. Okay.
I have to tell you, I'm in a very Monday mood this morning, too.
Yeah.
I'm angry.
Well,
luckily,
angry.
The weather's nice, or else I would be even worse
off.
I was just so busy this weekend that it was hard to have, like,
a weekend.
Yeah.
All right, so this is where we try to get your brain moving.
Mm-hmm.
Have a little fun in the morning. A little brain exercise. We try to match each other's answers. You try to match ours. And we'll see how we do.
It's all a big collaboration. This isn't a competition. Nobody's winning any prizes. It's about pride and making ourselves happy.
Joe was at Pride, which is why he's a little foggy this morning.
First year I've ever worked the Monday after Pride.
I know. Yeah. He tried to get today off. They wouldn't let him.
Yeah.
So
right,
we're getting a tired Joe. All right. So, Dan, you're going to answer first.
I'm going to get out. Yep.
Then we'll flip-flop for round two.
All right. Let's do it.
All right. Chris makes her way out, Dan. I'll start the fancy music as she does it. Here we go. Question number one, Dan. Ashley says, nothing ruins your target run faster than running into your blank.
Ah, okay. Very straightforward. And I can think of several good answers right off the bat, right? You could run into your boss, your mom. But I think the classic answer here, who would you not want to run into? How about your ex?
I think your ex is a good answer.
Yeah.
I would think so. All right. Number two, Dave said things got a little awkward at the Phillies game the other night when he spilled blank on the person next to him.
Yeah, because you're going to be stuck next to that person through the whole game, right? I mean, when I think of baseball, I'm thinking of beer. Spilling beer?
All right, we'll lock in beer.
That would be tragic, right?
Yeah. And the last one, I think, is the toughest one of this round, I would say.
Okay.
The super match, one word. Looking for one word after this. When I say root blank or route, depending on how you pronounce it.
R-O-U-T-E.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, good clarification.
Using our local pronunciation of root, right? Okay. All right, well, maybe Chris will channel me. And if Chris knows my morning commute, I spend a very long time on a particular highway in the morning, and me and this route, we've become very good friends or very good enemies. So I'm going to go with route one.
While I like that as an answer, I will tell you, Chris does not. You could tell, ask her what your commute to work is. She has no idea. She does not pay attention.
Well, hopefully she picks
to anyone but herself that much. But
Do you think she's going to pick a specific route
if
number?
If she does, route one is also near her. So I would say that would be the best route I would have picked. I will motion for her to come back in.
All right.
I liked it as an answer.
All right.
That's the takeaway.
You liked which one of his answers?
Oh, well, you'll find out in a little bit.
He likes all my answers.
I did, actually. I thought they were all good. All right.
Okay.
Number one, Chris. Ashley says, nothing ruins your target run faster than running into your blank.
Oh, I was at Target over the weekend.
Probably at Target every weekend, Chris?
I love Target.
You seem like a Target kind of girl.
Well, okay. So here's usually when I have no makeup on, it's usually when I run into everyone. Listeners, you know what I mean? There's a few answers, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
Your enemy, you don't want to run into a frenemy. But I think, really, there's only...
Do you have a lot of enemies?
No. I'm speaking in general.
She's talking about hypothetical Ashley here.
Speaking about Ashley. But this seems kind of obvious, right? Your ex.
Yeah.
You don't want to run into an ex at Target or anywhere for that matter.
It's true. All right.
I would be dodging aisles. I'd be like, oh, God.
There you go.
All right. On to the next one, Chris. Dave said things got a little awkward at the Phillies game the other night when he spilled blank on the person next to him.
Oh, my God. Joe, did you see the guy who, with the fly ball the other day, got his lunch put on his lap because it fell into him? Spill. So it would have to be a liquid, right? Well, no, it could be like cheese for fries or something. But I'm going to go beer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dance a beer.
Yeah.
These are kind of straightforward today.
Can you imagine Philly fans afterwards? I could see a fight happening if that happens.
That's very true.
Joe?
Yes and no. Depends. Yeah. Sometimes it's a good spirit. Like if it's because of like a home run or something, people are going to be more relaxed about it.
Yeah. Okay. Depends. Well, are we really 2 out of 2 right now?
2 out of 2.
Yeah. This last one's going to be interesting,
though.
I could go
so many ways.
I can't wait to see what you say for this one.
So many ways.
Super match, Chris. Route blank.
route
or route if you're
or route.
Yeah, over, you know.
Now see what it's interesting because route, I would have said like a paper route, although route has to be first because it's route blank. But route, I feel like there's only one. Well, it could be me because I'm local, but route one.
Yes, as a matter of fact, route one.
Yeah, she got there. I wasn't sure because Dan said it's a big part of his commute. And I said, Chris doesn't know how anyone commutes
to
work.
No, that's not true. We talk about your commute and snowstorms and stuff. And I do know you take Route 1 a lot. But Route 1 is, God, I'm on Route 1 every day, five times a day.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, it's right through the heart of PSD Nation. So there it is.
Oh, my God. Did we just get a perfect score?
Yes, we did.
You did.
Boom.
Holy guacamole. Now I'm happy. Now it's happy Monday.
All right. We're going to flip-flop for round two.
It's just a match made in heaven. It's Chris and the Crew's Monday morning match game on 94.5 PST.
Woo! We are on fire this morning. We got 3 out of 3 the first round. You also did well. I'm seeing your answers in the 94.5 PST app chat. You can always answer there to see if you can match us.
Mm-hmm.
It's our little way of getting you moving on a Monday morning because, you know, Mondays are Monday.
Or feel free to scream at the radio. I promise we can hear you. Yes. It works.
All right, so I am feeling confident going into round two. We're going to get a perfect score.
Glad you're feeling confident.
Wow. Dan, that's a lot of pressure.
Wow.
See, I don't go for the confident round. I'm like, let's go 0-3 of the second round. Yeah. Let's flip things around here.
After 3 out of 3, I am hyped.
See, Chris is the same one who in the office, when we have good news, she goes, she'll be the one who goes, oh, the next news is going to be bad.
I do say that. Well, like when the ratings are so high, I'm like, oh, they can only go down.
They can only go down.
That is true.
It's our motto. All right.
All right.
So we'll see. You can only go down, Dan. That's really the attitude,
Dan,
on this one.
Out of here.
All right. I'm leaving. Goodbye.
All right. Can only go down, Chris. You ready?
No.
Okay. Chris, the match game starts now. Here's the fancy music and all.
Love it.
Chris, Maria said her Wawa order got messed up. They accidentally added blank to her hoagie.
Ooh, I love a good hoagie. Well, let me just think. For me, if they were to mess up my hoagie, it would be like adding hot peppers because I don't like hot peppers. But you know what I'm kind of thinking here? I'm not sure if Dan is going to be this creative. But I'm thinking, what is Wawa known for, right? It's coffee. So what if they messed up her hoagie order by adding coffee to the order?
All right. You think
he's going to think like that?
I don't, but...
I like it, though.
Okay.
I'm going coffee.
Okay.
Because I'm not sure he's going to think of, like, hot peppers. Like, what... That wouldn't be a mess up for somebody, but it would be a mess up for me.
Okay.
I'm going coffee.
All right, Chris. Number two. Tom said his vacation got awkward when airport security pulled him aside because of suspicious blank.
Okay. I'm going dirty on this one. Again, not sure if Dan will, but... Joe, what do we think of when people say suspicious, a suspicious package, right? Mm-hmm. And Tom would have a package. His package. You know where I'm going?
Yeah.
Package.
His package. His package. You know, I always get flagged, always.
Because of your package?
Not because of my package. But my hands always get the metal swab, the bomb swab.
Why?
Always. I have an idea. I don't really want to say what it is on air.
Oh, God.
But I think it does relate back to the bedroom. Anyway. All right. Chris, super match. Next one.
I don't even get that, but okay. Go ahead.
Anyway, super match. Ring blank.
Ring. Ooh, are we going like jewelry ring? Or ring? Everybody has a ring camera these days, so I'm going ring camera.
Chris is obsessed with her.
I love mine.
She'll be staring at it. Why is that person on my lawn?
I check it off. No, I don't say that.
She does.
I do.
I've seen you do that. All right, you ready? Right. We'll get Dan in here. Dan makes his way back into the room.
I'm not sure I'm as confident, but I like my answers. Joe, do you like my answers?
She's proud of her first one, Dan, and I just, okay.
Okay.
She's very proud of it.
Listen, if it works for her, if it makes sense in Chris's head, then it's fine.
We'll see.
All right, okay. Dan, number one. Maria said her Wawa order got messed up. They accidentally added blank to her hoagie.
All right, so I feel like the answer has to be something that Wawa has.
Do not speak, Chris.
In their deli section that wouldn't
turn her mic
go
off.
On a hoagie.
Come on.
I'm
talk it out.
So like I'm gonna go with like what the picture in my head is like, it's a happy accident. Would they put mac and cheese on the hoagie?
Is that what you're saying?
Which would be delicious. Mac
Are
and
you
cheese?
Not done yet?
No.
He said mac and cheese. He's not. He's okay. In the deli
mac
section.
And cheese. I kind of went the same route as you. Like, okay. What is Wawa known for? Coffee.
Coffee.
That would be a big mess.
Same line of thinking. That would be a mess. It would be a mess too, for that matter.
Yeah, true. All right.
You see where I'm going with
yes,
that, though?
Yes, I do.
We almost got there.
You didn't, right. Though.
Almost.
All right, Dan. Tom said his package got awkward. His package got awkward.
What?
No. Tom said his vacation got awkward, Dan. Emphasis on vacation, okay, Dan?
Okay.
Tom said his vacation got awkward when airport security pulled him aside because of a suspicious blank.
Remember, he was at Pride yesterday.
Yeah. Ooh, okay. So airport security pulled him aside.
Dan.
Read the room, Dan.
Come on, Dan.
Read the room.
You just heard it.
I feel like this is one of those cases where we'd have to do like a special little retape.
A truly live radio.
A suspicious package?
Yeah!
Ah. Dan, what would you have said if I didn't perhaps give you the answer?
I think I'd have to lean dirty on this one.
Okay, cool.
It just makes a lot of sense.
So I'm going with we would have gotten that
they
anyway.
They saw something on that scanner that, yeah.
All right. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And the third one is our
People
super match.
The app chat said bulge.
It's the same thing.
Same thing.
Okay, yeah. That would have matched.
All right. Mm-hmm. Ring blank.
Ring blank. All right. First thing that comes to mind, not my answer, is ring finger.
Okay.
But not a that's not Chris. That's not Chris. Because we're always showing each other what's going on in our houses.
Nope.
Using our Ring doorbell.
Oh, well, same thing.
I'm giving it.
I said camera. Yeah. Same thing.
Okay, yes! Good. Yes. We went with the company.
Oh my gosh. We just got 5 out of 6.
5 out of 6.
5 out of 6, yeah.
Has that ever happened?
That is a match game record. That is a match game record.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Dan, fist pump.
We just, yep, I can't reach you, but virtual fist bump across the studio. We just messed up on Wawa. I think I know what we have to have for lunch today.
There you go. Uh-huh.
No coffee.
So do you want a guaranteed match on Tinder? I've got the profile little edits here that you need to make like right now. It's Chris and Joe. Good morning. So, you know, when it comes to that match on Tinder, Joe, it's all about what's in your profile, right?
Yeah, it's the first, yeah.
So when people are scrolling on apps and they keep seeing the same thing over and over again, they're like, swipe left. So that's why you need to give them something to swipe right about.
I can't wait to hear how tacky these are.
I didn't make these up, by the way.
Okay, yeah.
You need something that makes your bio stand out. I saw this list online of the Tinder profiles that are guaranteed to get you a match. So these are going to work. Well, this is why I want to ask you, actually. Okay, so the first one is, you just copy-paste these if you want. The first one is, passport always within reach, looking for somebody who's down for spontaneous weekend trips and questionable airport purchases.
Oh, my God. The way you read that, the voice you went.
Give me either a buzz or a ding.
Oh, well, the buzz. Here comes the buzz.
That's really? I would think if you're into traveling, you're going to tell if that's somebody you want to match with.
It's so
I think it's cute.
Tacky. Questionable airport purchases.
I think it's cute.
Yeah.
I would, right? Yeah. Okay. Maybe this one then? Looking for someone who will never, ever suggest we go on a hiking date. That's good, right?
That one.
I love it.
Actually got me.
Yeah, I like it.
That one got me.
How about this one? I think this one's going to get you too. Fill in the blank. Together we could. Oh, come on.
You're just setting up men. Listen, if you're seeking a man.
That's creative.
If you're a girl seeking a man.
Well, it could be dirty.
You're setting a man up to be dirty.
Okay. Well, and that's the big test. If he is dirty or if he isn't dirty.
And that's just asking for trouble. That's
one of my favorite ones.
Ugh, not one of mine.
All right.
Not at all.
One more here. Literally just trying to go on a damn pumpkin patch date this fall. NGM. Come on. I thought that was cute too.
It can't be Chris. Can't be Chris on 94.5 PST.
All right. We say good morning to a first-time player out in Abington, PA. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
You ready to take Chris on?
I think so, yes.
All right. You sound nice and awake for a Monday morning.
I'm a teacher. I have to be.
Oh, yes, you do.
We get it. All right.
And you're almost to the finish line, right? Almost there.
Last week.
Yes. That's what matters. All right.
Good luck. No wonder she's so happy.
Yeah, she's in very good mood. All right. Chris is out of here. Your quiz starts right now, Kelly. Here we go. Question number one. Lorne Michaels won his first Tony Award last night. He's best known probably as the creator and longtime producer of what TV show? Lorne Michaels.
SNL.
Do you want to lock in SNL?
Yes.
All right, question number two. Madonna performed a pop-up concert in Times Square last week. Is Madonna currently married? Yes or no?
No.
Do you want to lock it in?
Yes.
Okay. And the third and final question. Season 5 of the popular TV show Sweet Magnolias is back this week. What network or streaming service does that air on?
Netflix.
I heard a little helper in the background. We'll lock in Netflix. Can't Be Chris this morning, powered by Al's Airport and Bar and Grill in Ewing. Live music 6 nights a week. Brunch specials on Saturdays and Sundays. I just love it there. The full events calendar, always available. Al'sAirportInn.com. It's where the locals go. Chris is back.
Hey there.
You ready, Chris?
Sure.
All right, Chris, your quiz starts right now. Here you go. Question number one, Chris. Lorne Michaels won his first Tony Award last night. He's best known as the creator and longtime producer of what TV show?
SNL.
You both said SNL and you're both... I have to find the correct button. There we go. You're both correct.
Oh,
very good.
I'm impressed.
Very good.
That you
yeah.
knew that. Very good.
Number two, Chris. Madonna performed a pop-up concert in Times Square last week. Is Madonna currently married? Yes or no?
Oh, is she married right now? It's been a while since we've heard about her personal life. No, I'm saying no.
You both said no, and that is correct.
Okay. Yeah,
she is not married at this moment.
Was Guy the last one she was married
to?
Guy
was the last one she was married
okay.
to.
Okay.
Yeah, she's had boyfriends.
It's been a while.
Public boyfriends, but yeah.
Yeah.
All right, third one could come down to this. Mm-hmm. Season 5 of the popular TV show Sweet Magnolias is back this week. Where does that air or stream?
Netflix.
You both said Netflix. You're both correct. Very good. Perfect score today.
Whoa, good job.
Kelly, very, very impressive effort today.
Thank you so much.
You do not have to give us that phrase a shame because a tie technically means it's as good as a victory, right? You've won a pair of tickets to see Kalani at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn on August 21st. Tickets on sale now for everyone else at Ticketmaster.com.
Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40 and 9:40 for another chance to be Chris on 94.5 PS. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Yeah, after premiering at the Tribeca Film Festival Friday night, Madonna's film, Confessions to the Film, is going to be available to fans everywhere on YouTube. Yeah, it's going to be, you know, all her hits and everything like that. So it's going to be available on YouTube starting on, actually, it's this morning.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
11 o'clock.
Okay.
She's a classic, right? I'm going to watch this. It's going to be amazing. So despite, what, should we say controversy leading up to its premiere, or maybe because of it, Love Island USA, you know, on Peacock, had a huge showing with the debut of season 8. Peacock says the first 3 days of the new season have drawn 824 million viewing minutes, which is a record for any Peacock original series over its first 72 hours. Do you know I'm watching, Joe? Do you know why?
Why?
Because I got a free subscription to Peacock with our cable.
You're watching this? This is a commitment.
I just started over the weekend.
I am shocked to hear this from you because this show is complete enough time. This show is the biggest time commitment in TV.
I called because there was a mistake on our cable bill and they were like, well, while we have you, if you want this package, you get free Peacock. And of course, my daughter Bailey was in the background going, oh my God, yes, Love Island. So we got it. We were watching over the weekend.
Chris, I would love to find out if you keep in on this because it's like, that's an hour every day commitment right now.
No, I hear you. I'm going to keep up, I think. I think I'm hooked. So have you heard the latest rumors for Taylor and Travis's wedding? This is huge. There's new buzz that they're getting married at Madison Square Garden on July 3rd. Watch all this buzz and they get married this weekend, June 13th, and nobody even knows about it because everybody's concentrating now on these big rumors. So yeah, July 3rd weekend, I'm here in New York City. She is all about her privacy. And obviously, I mean, there's a presidential visit at Madison Square Garden tonight. So they know how to keep it secure and
well,
private.
They've done it forever.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we're talking like, I've heard blacked out buses, multiple entrances, heavy security, guest list, over 1,000 people. on the guest list, which really actually is small for Madison Square Garden.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they'll probably use a portion of it. She's not going to get married on the floor.
Joe, don't they have that theater at Madison Square Garden?
They have the Beacon Theater right there.
What does that hold?
That holds over 1,000 people. But
so maybe it'll be in that instead of the actual garden.
There's also ballrooms and stuff back there as well.
Yeah. Like not in the actual.
I would say I'm thankful. A lot of commuters are probably thankful to her. If she is getting married at Madison Square Garden, at least it's on a Friday, July 3rd is a typically non-commuter day. So it's nice of her.
So guest list over 1,000. Definitely hearing Selena Gomez. She's probably a part of it, I'm thinking. Ed Sheeran, Gigi Hadid. I mean, we had heard Benson Boone. I mean, the list is definitely starting to come out if it's true. Joe's convinced that we're hearing exactly what they want us to hear and nothing more.
I
agree with you on that.
Some of what we're hearing, I believe, is true.
Yeah.
But I think they're hearing what they want us to hear.
I agree. All right, there's the scoop. If you've ever been through a breakup, how did you tell everybody that you're single again? That's really what I want to know. The phones are always open, 609-243-9778. Joe, so friends of mine literally issued a statement like they're celebrities.
I love this.
I'm kind of cracking up. To me, it's a little cringy, but I guess it gets the job done. It said, I should actually find it. It said, we are going our own ways. We are still going to be parents. Obviously, the whole co-parenting thing. We will not be taking any questions. And it's for the better. And we'll accept no bad talking about either one. You know, on and on and on and on. Posted on Instagram, posted on Facebook.
I love it.
I think it was extra.
Why?
I don't know.
I saw one recently on my feed.
Really?
I'm trying to find it too.
Yeah. Doing this now?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
It's like a publicist has released, you know, a celebrity couple statement saying we've gone our own ways, da 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 da. I guess it's better than people talking behind your back of what they speculate happened. You know, the speculation could be totally wrong. And most of the time it is.
So I wonder too, right? I mean, listen, like not every couple gets married or whatever, but the one I saw was the guy was like, just so you know, if you see us out and about with other people, we have separated.
Well, do you know that happened when my sister was splitting up with her husband when she got divorced? That people were seeing him with a girl and they were like, oh my God, do we even say anything? Oh, well, of course you say something. And then I was doing a lot of the correcting going, they broke up a while ago.
Yeah, like she's everyone who needs to know things. Right. He's not cheating per se.
Well, I guess that's the whole thing. Joe, you just said it there. Like, they let everyone know who needed to know. You know what I mean? And who cares about everybody else is what they were kind of thinking. So the whole Facebook thing is a choice, and Instagram, because how many people do you have on there that are certainly not in your inner circle?
Yeah.
And does anybody else matter?
It's a good question.
I don't know.
Well, and I wonder too, is it different for a marriage versus just a regular old breakup? But I mean, couples are together. You know, if you're together for multiple years, it's like for all intents and purposes, it's like a marriage, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Let's see.
Absolutely. So give us a call right now. The best way to tell your friends that you're single again. I swear, friends of mine issued a statement, kind of like celebrity couples do, you know, through their publicist, Joe. They posted it on Instagram and Facebook recently. I mean, I already knew because I was kind of in the inner, but and I don't know why they think everyone on, because how many Facebook friends do you have that you don't even speak to, or you know what I mean? I don't know why they felt the need to do that.
Well, I wondered.
It's a lot of people in your business, but.
Did they do it so they also posted it as an image on Instagram, right? Because some people don't open Facebook anymore. Some people only open one app or the other. Did they post it on multiple apps?
Well, they put it on Instagram and Facebook.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, both. And maybe it was a way for them to say, hey, we're looking for new people. I kind of can't figure this out.
Do you think that's what it was?
I don't know. Now, Tyler in Cinnaminson is in the PST app chat, and he said that his now ex-girlfriend was sick of getting the questions because they had both moved on. So she put two words on Facebook, it's over.
Okay.
It's over. He goes, that did the trick.
I guess it would, yeah. And then just a picture of him or something.
Well, yeah, now ChatGPT makes it so easy to write the statement. That's what my friends are like. Yeah, I use chat, whatever. Mm-hmm. And they just posted that statement. But posting something. Now, actually, several people, Liz, Melissa. They're in the app chat saying they sent a group text to the people who mattered.
Well, sure. A group text is, you know, 15 people at most or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's not a full-on statement.
I can't imagine.
I love the idea of the statement, though.
You too? I do. I can't imagine that.
On official letterhead and stuff. Like, we have... Well, because the age-old thing...
From the desk of...
Yeah, the age-old thing is, years ago, when Gwyneth Paltrow split, she put, "We consciously uncoupled."
But, and that was a statement.
Well, she was also Gwyneth Paltrow.
Well, I was going to say, that's a celebrity doing it, not Joe Schmo from Princeton or whatever.
I say, do it every time. If you have an opportunity to make a moment about yourself, do it. It doesn't matter.
So I have new Tinder bio ideas for you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when it comes to getting a match on Tinder, it's all about what's in your profile, right? I mean, Joe, you would say that.
Mm-hmm.
So when people are scrolling on apps and they keep seeing the same thing over and over and over again in your profile, they're going to swipe left. So you need something to give them a reason to swipe right. So I saw this list online. So, Joe, I'm going to run these by you. You give me a little ding, ding, ding if you like it, and if you don't.
I got you.
You need to make sure your bio stands out. And these are apparently guaranteed to get you a match.
Based on what you found online. Okay.
The list says copy and paste these. Mm-hmm. You're guaranteed a match. So I want to see if you agree with that. And I kind of like these. The first one is coffee loving. I know. We'll use you. What? No. You didn't even let me finish. Let me finish.
Okay.
A coffee-loving radio DJ looking for somebody to fall for. Let's grab a cup. Oh, come on.
Nope, 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 nope.
I think that's cute.
What
coffee
does it even
dates
say?
Are adorable.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, the next one.
Coffee gives you bad breath, bad for making out.
I'm sure you speak from experience on that. Which Taylor Swift era are you currently in?
I want to like that. I'm gonna give you a no
give
sound on that.
Ding.
I'm gonna give, because if you're a girl and you're seeking a straight man, no straight man is gonna actively answer that question accurately.
Yeah, that is true, I guess.
And if you're, that's what I mean. Like,
yeah,
it's just not gonna work.
Okay, well, maybe this is for you.
Maybe
it's for gay people.
Sure, but I'm just saying. If your guy has a favorite Taylor Swift era out of the gate.
Cute.
It's interesting. It's interesting.
Come on. All right. Here's another one. Seeking new songs for my commute. Hit me up with the best things on your playlist. I can't believe you.
Dumb.
Not dumb. Cute. It'll get your attention. All right. Last one. Am I going to get any dings this round? Weirdly good at picking movie theater seats. Come on. Like it.
I'll give you that one. Yeah, because it kind of invites you then to be like, oh, show me your secret seat in the movie theater.
So,
and then you wind up sitting in the back and making out. But yeah, it's a much better.
Feel free to use these if you're looking for somebody.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
All right, so let's dig into this Taylor Travis thing. So the latest rumor about their wedding is that it's at Madison Square Garden on July 3rd. That is huge.
A big venue.
About 1,200 people invited. You know, I couldn't decide whether she was going to do super intimate or whether she was going to do huge. Well, these rumors have it being big. We're not sure whether it's going to be like on the garden floor or in the theater. Or there's ballrooms there with show. I didn't even know.
There's meeting spaces. You know, they can transform any of them into something nice with the right price tag.
Makes sense. Well, they've got billions. From what I'm hearing, this wedding is going to cost billions. And she likes Madison Square Garden because she's all about her privacy. So blacked out buses, multiple entrances, heavy security. I mean, we know security is tight there, obviously. I mean, the president's going to be at the Knicks game tonight. So clearly they know how to secure it. And, you know, they thought that New York City would be a great playground for all their guests, basically, on 4th of July weekend on America's 250th. You know what I'm saying? So, how do I kind of believe this? But then I kind of believe that they're going to have us all focusing on that, and then they're getting married this weekend on the 13th, just nice and quiet.
I mean,
I don't know. I can't decide whether to believe it or not.
Long said, they'll tell us what they want us to hear.
Yeah, and I'm hearing celebrity guests, obviously Selena Gomez, Ed Sheeran, Gigi Hadid, Benson Boone. We had heard some of these names already, but again, it could be just who they want us to know. So after premiering at the Tribeca Film Festival on Friday night, Madonna's film, Confessions 2, the film, you can see it this morning as of 11 o'clock, so not that far away, on YouTube. Yeah, it's going to be built around the first six tracks of her upcoming album, including I Feel So Free, Bring Your Love, the one with Sabrina Carpenter. So I want to check it out. She's classic, right? Her daughter. How old's her daughter now? It's got to be 30?
Her kids are pushing. They're at least late 20s, yeah.
Yeah, so Lourdes is going to be in there. So this is kind of interesting. A new survey says 61% of singles won't travel more than a half hour for a date.
I have friends that say they won't cross, their boundary is they won't cross a river, which really means Philadelphia is basically surrounded by water. Means they won't leave. They won't leave Philadelphia.
What if your soulmate is on the other side of the river?
Gotta tell you, it's annoying dating somebody more than 30 minutes away. It's pretty annoying. It's pretty annoying.
How far are you guys? An hour?
We're an hour and a half. Yeah. That is pretty annoying.
Right. There's the scoop. So maybe your morning's a little chaotic, a little hectic. I know it's Monday. We have some tips for you. It's actually this new strategy that's becoming trendy on how to make your Monday. Actually, this could work any day. How to make it the best day. You ready for this, Joe?
Give it to me.
It's called the pause method. And you take the first letters of the word pause, mm-hmm. and they stand for something. So the P is put your phone down.
Okay.
I mean, we're talking like right out of the gate. First thing in the morning, right when your alarm goes off.
Okay.
So immediately grabbing your phone after opening your eyes is one of the worst things that you can do for stress levels.
Yeah.
The notifications, mm-hmm. the emails that have backed up over the weekend because nobody takes a break anymore. You know what I mean. So P is for put your phone down.
Okay.
Grab a cup of coffee, grab a shower. They say wait at least 15 minutes before you look at your phone.
Okay.
The next one is P. You're going to have to help me spell this.
A.
A is avoid inbox overload, which was kind of the whole put your phone down thing.
Makes sense as
Checking
well.
Checking your email before getting out of bed is the norm for a lot of professional people. I get it. You're going to it's always on your mind. But it's also one of the fastest ways to raise your anxiety in the morning. Joe, I'm sure you do it. Maybe you should try not to.
It is unfortunate, yeah.
Okay. P-A. You talking about the pause method mm-hmm. to get your day off to a great start. Unrush the morning. We tend to rush out of bed. I mean, I get up and out. I'm up and showered and out within 50 minutes in the morning. And that's doing like everything, including a shower. So they say unrush your morning. We tend to rush out of bed, rush to get coffee, rush to get work, rush to a meeting, blah, 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 blah. They say you really should set your alarm back. And let yourself wake up, give yourself a cup of coffee, sit outside, all these things that seem unrealistic, but they really can make a big difference.
I do believe they would help if you have the time in the morning, but who has the time? Yeah. It's easier to sleep.
Yeah. Okay. P-A-U-S, doing the pause method here to get your day off to a great start. S is simplify your to-do list.
Okay.
A big old long to-do list can be totally overwhelming and obviously stressful.
Especially early in the day.
Yeah. So, when everything feels urgent, like that's when your brain struggles. So simplify the list. Even just like focus on one thing and move on from there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And E, we say this a lot in my house actually, ease into it. Ease into work mode.
I wish it were easier to do that, though.
Instead of going from bed to laptop in minutes, transition a little more slowly.
Again, a lot of this requires waking up. A lot of this just requires waking up earlier, which is not easy for many.
Yeah, especially if you have a long commute.
Yeah.
You're already getting a you're losing early time. Start.
Mm-hmm.
And to get an even earlier start, that would stress me out.
Yeah.